Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteeclinic.com. That's mensteeclinic.com.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I got more Cowboys questions that matter as we waste away waiting for training camp, although we are just, what, 4 days away?
From what?
From heading off to Dallas Cowboys training camp. And then the G-Bag Nation and Sean and RJ will be there the week after us. We've got you covered forward, backward, sideways, and every other way for Dallas Cowboys training camp. That's right. I said what I said. And I'm going to start with this question. Can the Dallas Cowboys break out of their explosive rushing funk? Now, an explosive rushing play, as defined by me, is 12-plus yards.
Ooh.
Last year, I was actually impressed by this. Cowboys are not dead last in this. They're only fourth worst or fourth fewest.
They were only 22nd in giving up most explosives.
Yeah. Well, that's not great.
22nd. Which is that would the they gave up the least, the 22nd least.
I mean, that's better than I would have guessed. But yeah, when we have the 29th most, that still doesn't square.
Right. No, you're right.
And so this is where kind of I think Jaden Blue, I would assume for a lot of people, comes into the conversation. Because if you look simply back at his play in college, he has a 27.4% missed tackle rate. I don't think he's going to get a ton of touches, but when he does, he clearly brings something to the table that's different than everybody else. But this question is not only about him. My question is, do you think they can move up even to, like, maybe not average, but closer to the average explosive rushing play in the league?
I think there's a chance they could be more, by far more than average.
Ooh.
It definitely does have to do with Blue first. Because I would expect when he touches the ball, every fourth or fifth time he touches the ball, you get a pretty significant play. But I'm not saying that he's going to have that many touches.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I stand on that. Javonte Williams, I have no clue.
Right.
But again, if he can make one cut, just one cut, dude, you're going to be fine. Last year, watching him run into piles for Denver, I was like, oh, no, this isn't good for him. But if he can make a cut, he can get upfield to the next level. Obviously, the offensive line's a huge factor here. And
sure.
I don't know if anybody's listened to what I've said about this, but I feel like if the offensive line is good, this Cowboys team is going to be better than good. So I think that they can set up for big explosive plays downfield. I don't think it's going to be the same type of offense as it typically is because of the people that have been brought in to build this offense. And they have different, unique, fun ideas for the run game. It has to be the strength of the team because I think you have to protect your quarterback. Your quarterback can't run around. He can't be touched. Like there's just a lot of things with Dak Prescott you have to protect now, and that's unfortunate because you're stuck there, but at the same time, it does provide, well, guys, y'all have to do your jobs at your best, and the Cowboys have to be a strong running team in order to get the best out of Dak Prescott. But I believe they can do that. And Kevin, I did a study when Zeke was a rookie that when the Cowboys, during that Jason Garrett offense, when the Cowboys had a play on any given drive that was 12 yards or more, they scored 85% of the time.
Yeah.
And it was 79% touchdowns. So, like, that's where it is when you have plays like that, it flips the field. It changes everything about what your offensive drive is going to be. And if you can get it from the run game, it makes it your passing game that much better.
Alec, can the Cowboys break out of their explosive running funk?
I think so. And I don't know how much success it's going to lead to or any of that. But I do think, again, I've said this a few times now, not to sound like a broken record, but I think the staff and the system that's being implemented here is going to lend itself to more opportunities. It's going to be more inviting to that because you did, as Corey mentioned, you added Jaden Blue, who I think is going to be, I think they're going to have plays that are going to be expected for him to be in the game and for him to get space. And I think you're going to see the guards pulling for him. I think you're going to see some concepts where it's going to be, hey, if he can get a running start, then we're probably going to be in green yardage here. I think that's going to allow that to happen more, but I do think the play action is going to be a big part of this offense, which is going to lend itself to maybe some better looks that they're going to expect some different things defensively. And I do think that you're going to see a little bit more. Again, I don't know if the run game is going to be perfect, but I do think you'll see more chunk plays.
Now, this next one's about Micah Parsons, and I hope the way I phrase this question makes sense. Whether it's because he still hasn't got paid or maybe he got all of the money, do you think Micah's play on the field this season will be impacted by his contract? So, like, let's assume even if he doesn't get paid, he's still on the field. Do you think that will drive him to be better? Do you think maybe his contract will drive him to be better? Maybe worse because he's got all the guaranteed money? Like, do you think Micah's play this year will be impacted at all by this contract?
If it doesn't get done, I think he might. There's two complete separate ways he could go.
For sure.
One is pouty baby.
Yeah.
And you know what? Treat me better. The other one is I'll show you. And those are the two. I think that's the only two options there. And so the other side, though, when he gets paid, I think he's the kind of person that when he gets paid, he plays harder.
Okay. Yeah,
I think his men, and hearing him talk right now is probably the thing that's really getting to me right now. He wants to be a leader. He's telling himself it's his time to lead. He's telling everybody else it's his time to lead, and he can't necessarily do it because of the part of agents and owners and the negotiation. He's caught in between.
Yeah.
I want to go do this.
Yeah.
And they're like, don't, because it'll screw things up if you get hurt. And he's like, but he'll hit people. And so, like, that's where he's kind of caught in between this right now. But I think that he's the kind of player that he gets paid and he's like, great, that's great. Now that that's done, let's get back to my career.
Okay. Alec?
Yeah, I'm right there with Corey, because if he keeps this mentality that he has right now, which I think he's been handling it the right way.
I do too.
And I'm more than impressed with it. I'm not really surprised by it, but you have seen a lot around the league of turmoil. You know, you see the Terry McLaurin situation where he's openly telling reporters, hey, this sucks, you know?
Yeah.
And he could do that, and he would be totally right for that. But yeah, I'm right there with Corey that I think this has been handled the right way, and I don't see any other reason to believe not.
Bonus, Mike. A question. What does he actually have to do to win Defensive Player of the Year?
20 sacks.
Is that the magic number for you?
I think that'd be a magic number. If he got to 20, I don't think anybody would say no.
Could you see what would be the equivalent? What would be the equivalent then if he had, like, let's say 15 sacks, 4 forced fumbles, and 4 fumble recoveries?
It's amazing. I love it. Sure, I'll take that too.
Is that okay?
Sexy pick.
I
think you're right about the 20.
Does he have an interception, or did he finally get his interception last year? I can't remember. But
I thought he did.
If he can force fumbles too, in addition to that, if he's forcing fumbles and he's maybe gets a touchdown, you know, maybe he gets one of those, picks up and runs it back for a touchdown. Like, those things could, you know, will add to the level. Go look at J.J. Watt's years.
Yeah.
How many times? Go look at the amount of swats he had.
Yeah.
The pass deflections. Like, those are the other things. It wasn't just him getting sacks. Aaron Donald, same thing. Not just getting sacks. Being a wrecking ball to offensive plans. That's what those guys got those for, because you just couldn't stop them. It wasn't ultimately the sacks, everything. It was all the other things. Khalil Max had those types of years where you're just like,
right,
dude, he had a strip sack, fumble, touchdown, all the things in one.
Right.
I think it was an interception also at the same time. I don't know how it works, but it did. So I think that it's going to take a big number, but if not, all the other things that encompass creating great defense, I think, could be a factor for him.
I would like to agree, but I feel like he's going to be a victim of the sack total. No matter what the, you know, tackles for loss looks like, if he does get a pick, which he doesn't have one in his career yet.
Okay.
By the way.
Okay.
So even if he does get his first and he has a bazillion tackles for loss and, you know, 15 sacks, if, you know, TJ Watt, let's just throw his name out there because he's a really good pass rusher. If he ends up getting 19 and a half sacks, then people are going to look at that number first and be like, boom. There's your AP Defensive Player of the Year right there. Or if Patrick Surtain goes out there and has double-digit interceptions and his passer rating allowed, is, you know, and then he could go back-to-back, you know, for all I care. But I think he's going to fall victim to the sack total.
I think he's got a good point, too. What I just want to point that out.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Did you like the bonus question?
Dude, whenever they would give me the extra credit question on tests, I always hated that because I was like, I have to answer it. So that's extra work I have to do now, all right? But on top of that, if I don't get it right, I felt like I failed. So if I only got 100 on my test and I didn't get 125 or whatever it was.
Wow, that's a heck of an extra credit question.
Must be nice.
Then I was furious.
Hey, Alec, I'm going to start with you on this. No particular reason.
I'm scared.
What do you expect from the backup quarterback spot for the Cowboys this year? Bonus question.
No, what are you doing? That's two bonus questions.
Could the Cowboys keep only two quarterbacks?
Corey in the war against work.
I just like his scenario because maybe you got a 75, but you got that extra credit. Dude, and you got 100.
What teachers did you have?
Yeah, I love it.
In comparison, mine need to catch up a little bit. You know, I want to say I expect nothing because Dak plays all the games.
Sure.
That would be wonderful. I expect them to play two games. That's going to be my expectation going in. So if they do play any games, I'm like, well, I expected it. So I'm going to say they play two games. Hopefully one of them is because the last game of the year is meaningless. That would be really nice. But I'm expecting because of maybe, you know, a hamstring, you know, like tightness situation or lower back tightness kind of thing. It's like, we'll just sit them for a couple weeks. It's okay. And then I do think that they carry three. I think they end up carrying three because, you know, Will Greer at least has the experience of playing in the NFL for a few years now. Joe Milton has the wow factor of, if we needed him, if Dak goes out in the third quarter, he could potentially win a game for you just because of his athleticism alone. So I think for those reasons, they carry three. And then if it doesn't work, if it's just a blaze of glorious incomplete passes, then you can throw in Will Greer and say, hey, let's settle down the offense a little bit.
They will be glorious incomplete passes, won't they? All right, Corey, you only have to answer one of these questions if you want.
What was the question again?
Oh, my God. Now you have to answer them both. What do you expect from the quarterbacks, from the backup quarterback spot this season? Mm-hmm. And do you think Dallas could only keep two quarterbacks?
Expect a game or two.
Okay.
And I think Alec is right. Like, the hope is that it's just the end of the season. But I think this season's going right up to the last second. Like, I think for the Cowboys, they're going to have to do everything they can to get into the playoffs. I don't think they're going to get away with just carrying two, though. I think they like their quarterback room. Schottenheimer actually continues to talk about how much he likes this room. And quite honestly, Milton isn't experienced enough yet to just go, if something was to happen to Dak, just he's fine in that room by himself.
Yeah.
So I think Will Greer being around is a key factor for him because they like the conversations that happen between those guys.
See, and I'm with you guys on that. I just wondered because you run out of those roster spots so quickly if they would try to cut that corner. But I'm with you guys on the three.
Yeah.
All right. Next Cowboys question for you. Is Marist Liafau ready to take over the middle of the field, become a true badass and real fan favorite?
I hope so. At the position, I just this team needs a cerebral, an area that's just he's the brain of it all.
Yeah.
And he sees it better than everybody. He knows what to expect. Last year, I think what we saw, and we talk about hair on fire all the time, and the more I say that, the more I see that written too. So that's really nice to see that what we're seeing is the same thing everybody else is seeing. But we talk about that, And that's great. The athleticism, it's great. But whenever you got to be smarter. The best linebackers on the field know, anticipate better. They got things figured out. They don't get beat. They know the gaps to be in. Why did we not like Jalen Smith? He had no clue what gap he was supposed to be in. So, yes, I think this is, I hope so, because I think this, he's got the athleticism to do it. Whether or not it clicks for him with this new defense this year, but I think it will. I think it's going to be a simple enough defense that he can make them some great things happen.
Alec, I'll let you wrap it up.
You got to be smart is the absolute right thing to say about him from Corey. And the good thing is that is coachable. That is 100%.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Teachable. I think he has everything else that you can't teach. The hair on fire aspect, that energy that he brings, you can't teach that. That's something that you either have or you don't. And that's an intangible that I love to see at that position specifically. You know, that's why I like an Eric Kendricks so much, you know, last year, because he is so smart, but it felt like he had that energy too.
Yeah.
He might not be the fastest guy on the field. He might not be the most athletic guy on the field. But he had that energy and he had the knowledge. If he can combine those two, then that will be a truth this season.
I noticed the look on your face when I asked that question. You looked genuinely kind of excited about that prospect.
Yeah, he's one of the few players on this team that hasn't really established himself yet that I'm genuinely excited for, because I think he does have the ability to be something.
For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, the person who is always something. It's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus who knew Coldplay could start controversy next on the Fan.
Oh, KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We've already had a fun show, but you know what? This is the time that you know is always going to be fun. Unless I try to pull some other crap and put it in this segment. It's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas, 877-881-1053. The Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day.
Ooh, I know what it is. Is your question of the day, how great is Ruben? Because it's his birthday.
That is going to be part two of the question, because Ruben Portillo has walked in the studio and I demand everybody to tell him happy birthday, because he makes many things run around here.
That's,
and we appreciate him.
Thank you. Okay. I didn't see the red light.
So there you have it. It is Another Ruben Portillo's birthday.
This is why we don't put him on air. But, yeah. You know, I'm just kidding. You're the best.
He's a little bit rusty. It's been a while. But show him some love on socials at @RubenPortillo_. You'll give him a follow, too, because he's great at what he does. And I might tweet out an embarrassing picture of him later today.
Oh, gosh.
At Alec on the radio.
I'm scared already.
Oh, yes.
That's my favorite part about friends' birthdays, is just posting pictures that they would never want the world to see. So that's called a long tease, Ruben. So be ready for that. Maybe while you're napping, because you had the early call time for the Firehouse tour.
Yeah.
So maybe I need to find out. I'll send you a text later, see if you answer quick. If you don't, I'm going to assume it's nap time. That would be the perfect time to post.
Or I'm just indulging in Chinese food.
That's a great way to spend the birthday. It really is. So there he is, Ruben Portillo. Happy birthday to him. He's one of the best people I've ever met. So shout out to him. But the question of the day, gentlemen, not only is it his birthday, it's also National Tattoo Day.
Oh, I got a tattoo.
Which Corey did. So now I feel like he can speak from a place of experience here when I ask today's question of the day. If there was a magical tattoo chair sitting in front of you and you got to walk up to it and get a free sports-themed tattoo, what would you get? 877-881-1053. Because I've kind of danced with that idea for a few years now, if I've ever wanted to get like a sports-themed tattoo, because I'm like, do I want to get a wrestling tattoo? Do I want to get like the Cowboys star somewhere, the Dallas Stars star? Like, would I want to get like a World Series commemoration?
Ooh, yeah.
Like, what would I want to do? I know Atolo has come up to the Buffalo Wild Wings shows and shown us his You're Not Dreaming tattoo.
That one's amazing.
Which is
cool tattoo.
Honestly, like, cool concept, but it was just even more beautiful in person. So I've seen so many creative sports themed tattoos. If you guys could get a free one, what would you get?
The real dream plan is to get jacked enough to be able to get like the huge, you know, tribal on the shoulder that goes all the way down the tricep.
So like Alec level
into
jacked?
The chest. Yeah, I have to be jacked like Alec. That's never happening. But I would probably go with a baseball bat on the forearm,
from
elbow to wrist, and try and take that up. I know that's like, I loved baseball. I loved playing baseball. I loved hitting. That was one of my favorite parts of it. So I'd probably rock with something like that. Or a Mount Rushmore of Texas Rangers on my back.
Oh, man.
Like Juan Gonzalez and
that would be super cool.
Man, the crowd of people that hate the Mount Rushmore conversations would just hate you by default.
And I would just take my shirt off and just be like, deal with it. And
all right. I know this is going to sound fringy. Would you consider getting a tattoo of Jared Sandler jumping in the air and fist pumping at the World Series parade?
Anybody that didn't get an opportunity to see that. We had the best view of the entire place, I think.
We did.
Because we were right underneath the cameras. And the cameras are specifically set up to be right in front of the TV or right in front of the podium. And we went right between them and stood in the front, and that was the coolest view. And we saw Jared fly. I've never seen a man jump that high, honestly. but he flew up in the air, and it was an awesome moment. It really was.
I was there underneath the camera wells as well. I was actually standing right next to Maddie Seeger, Corey Seeger's wife. So we were all just kind of watching that and that mic drop moment happening. Everybody in that little group was obviously very Corey Seeger forward. So it was very animated. It was very fun. And that video of Jared jumping up.
My
and
God.
Like you said, literally flying. He was Chris Angel for a split 2.5 seconds, just levitating.
I don't know how many people do know this. And I don't think this is any breaking news or anything, but I believe Jared and Corey Seeger, like their first Seeger's first minor league career, his first minor league stop, and Jared's first play-by-play in the minor leagues was on Corey Seeger's team.
Oh. Yeah.
So I think like there's another connection that he has there, in addition to being probably one of the most diehard Rangers fans we know.
Oh, right. For sure.
He like really he really was excited for Corey Seeger also.
Absolutely.
From the 817, what about a tattoo of Jared crying and Mike eating popcorn?
If I could portray that, like,
it needs to be a video,
truly,
or like a hologram where it goes back and forth.
Look,
like,
we're not getting it at a different angle.
We're not that far away from the moving tattoos on your. So I might wait for that, but I think obviously the World Series trophy and kind of the Rangers around it, I think, would be my pick.
I like this from the 945, a unique combination of two different sports that I would never pin together, but I like the image that's in my head right now from the 945. I'd get a bull riding otter. For Jake Ottinger and bull riding.
I mean,
I kind of want to see this happen.
I do
now.
Too.
I kind of want to see this happen.
Otters are adorable, for that's one. Right. You know, so that's the first thing. You're going to have something adorable on your arm, riding something terrifying, which that's two amazing things to have on one time. I like it.
Man, that would be neat to see.
From the 214, Dez Bryant standing in the Lambeau end zone with the ref signaling touchdown.
Yeah, come on, these rough. Are bad moments. This
yeah,
is,
that's rough.
That is that's not something. I guess the triplets, right? We have a tattoo of each one of the triplets holding one of their trophies.
Yeah, handy. Oh, got it. Emmett, Irvin, and Aikman. That's what I meant too.
Gotcha. I do. There is also something about the number 12 Roger Staubach jersey. That number 12 Roger Staubach jersey does stand out pretty strong. So that's an easy one.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys star, let's say out of three of the most recognizable shapes, I would say the McDonald's logo, the Coca-Cola bottle, and the Dallas Cowboys star. See, and the state of Texas. State of Texas is very recognizable.
Agreed. Would you try to get like T.O. halfway down with George Teague just spearing him off of the star logo? Again, that might be another like
that's very
future
personal for my friend George Teague, you know, because that's a very personal one. So yes, I'd be in on that.
See, from the 910, Kevin, you'll like this. Austin 316.
Yes. God, man. Like, I remember, and you knew that was going to be huge. I personally still kind of think the WWE has some revisionist history, the way they try to pretend that the night after King of the Ring, they really just pushed him to the moon.
Yeah.
Never forget, 2 months after that, he wasn't even on SummerSlam and wrestled Yokozuna on the preview channel in a three-minute match. But anyways, you heard people in the crowd start to cheer at a time when, like, we weren't really all the way to the bad guys get cheered. Now, that would change really quickly in the next month or so, but yeah.
See, but, from the
by the way, Jared just confirmed that he has known Corey and Matt, his wife Maddie, since they were 18.
Oh, that's nice.
And then said,
nice.
Do you hate that he has an E in his name? And I said, yes, but I have accepted it because he won a World Series for my team. So I will accept that he has an E.
We'll see what he helps us with for Peace-a-thon. Then I'll make my ultimate decision.
I really...
Shakedown.
That is the Kevin
Look,
shakedown.
Corey knows everywhere we went. At Travis at Whataburger, he was like, oh, I'll definitely get you another one of those boxes for Peace-a-thon.
How
I was like,
two?
That'd be great. You know, it'd be twice as good as if we could get two.
And the people at Whataburger said, we're here for you. Yeah. We step up. Yeah. I love it.
See, from the 214, Dirk Nowitzki's jersey. That would be kind of
cool. Dude, somebody said the flamingo fadeaway silhouette, and that one's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Would you have the beads that went with it that they had in the statue at first?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. The basketballs? Come on. You know where you hired that person.
And that's like a realistic... I know that people will do faces and stuff like that, but the silhouette, I feel like that's a great tattoo.
Yeah.
Like that fits perfectly.
That would go good in a sleeve, you know, where it feels like it's kind of buried.
Yeah.
But then it's like if you know thing. You see the silhouette kind of in the middle of a design, like, oh, that would be really cool.
Yeah.
So appreciate the interaction there. 877-881-1053. Sports themed tattoos that you would get if you could magically get one for free. I do think that silhouette, that would probably be my pick if I were to go down the sports tattoo route, which I've still got plenty of space to work with. People have asked, like, are you going to do the full body or whatever? I've limited myself. We'll see how true I stick to it, to the right side of my body. So everything, I have a tattoo on my right pec and all up and down my right arm. So,
but you have nipple rings on both
that's
nipples?
That's not Is correct. That... That's accusations. False accusations, as Rick Ross would say. That is not true. And anytime we do fan hangs and remotes, I promise I don't wear super baggy clothing. It would be obvious if I had them. Now that that is shut down, something that's probably going
nice
to boil over.
That's shut down.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's my segment, so I'm going to say it's shut down until you guys inevitably bring it back up at some point today. But this is fun. This is going to probably take a few days to boil over. I've been to a Coldplay concert.
Ooh. Yeah, what's the deal? What happened?
Ooh.
This is probably like one of the happiest places you could...
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever be just positivity radiating everywhere, so much so that they ran a show Just last night, they were in Boston, I believe, at Gillette Stadium. And, you know, they're selling out stadiums, 60,000 people. So they like to get the crowd involved and point the cameras into the crowd during some of their happier songs and whatnot. You'll get a kiss camera every now and then, right? Just like a baseball game, just like a football game. Well, kiss cam ended up panning to a couple that's actually not a couple. It was astronomer CEO Andy Byron and his now alleged mistress, who is actually the HR chief of his company.
Oh my gosh, this isn't good.
They are both married, but not to each other.
Oh, even worse.
Holy crap.
The camera pans to them with Byron having his arms wrapped around her as they're rocking back and forth, enjoying the music. And the second they look up to the Jumbotron, he ducks out of camera view and she covers her ears like, oh no, what just happened? They got caught on camera. And since then, there's been an update as of 30 minutes ago.
Oh no.
Astronomer CEO Andy Byron's wife has removed his last name from her Facebook profile.
Oh.
Going back to her maiden name. So there's going to be some things to figure out here. I retweeted the video at Alec on the Radio.
Oh, I'm going to go look at
that
right now.
It is the funniest thing because the sound, there's no real reaction to it. You can't really hear anything. But the video is priceless.
Yeah, and I did hear that she was so upset that she did not want to try to fix him. And
she wore yellow. that was a little YouTube version of it right there. But that's a bold move when you're both married and maybe having an affair to go to a concert together.
Dude.
Whether or not you're on the Jumbotron, that's a bold decision.
That's what, whenever I was at the restaurant, Kevin, there was this couple that would come in. They would always sit in the back of the restaurant and make out. And we were like, they're wearing wedding rings. Nobody married goes and makes out in public some place.
Man, that is a good point.
You go home and make out if that's what you're going to do. And so we were like, it's pretty obvious, but they came into the restaurant, tucked into the back area where it was a little dark. And then whenever they got, you know, to the point where they were like, all right, let's ready, they went to the car. And that's what they did, it in the car. And we saw that too. But yeah, I mean, you go to a place where you won't be seen that well.
All right.
Dinner and a show.
Well, I'm going to go look up that video right now on your Twitter, Alec. Thank you very much. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Do you believe the Cowboys could have an average or maybe even above average defense this season? We'll do it next part right here on The Fan.
At the Bengal 37 with 2:25 in a tie game. Snap to Burrow, back and sets, rushed in the pocket. He is set! Maris Leofau!
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We welcome in Eric Chiafalo, who's going to participate in an edition of Gridiron Gravy that I think I'm going to need you guys to keep me calm.
You're going to talk about the Falcons a lot during this one?
Probably not. There's one particular story it feels like it's going to get a lot of our attention now as we go around the entire NFL and dip into some Gridiron Gravy.
Dip.
Nice dip.
Rip it. We start with, I think this is absurd. So a Dallas County judge has just sentenced Rashee Rice to 5 years probation and 30 days of jail time. 30 days of jail time for an incident in which it is incredibly lucky that Rashee Rice did not kill somebody on 75. And then he and his friends immediately ran from the scene where they did not know if they had killed somebody or not. And to make matters even worse, here's the part that I think is just unbelievable. Those 30 days of jail time per Adam Schefter can be served during the 5 years probation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So like spread it out over Saturdays?
Yeah, you know, like most people who get arrested, they're like, hey, whatever's convenient for you to go to the jail,
yeah,
that would be great. And it's just, it's crazy, man. And he put out a statement. We can read the statement if you want. But one of the things that, and this might just be me personally, that undercuts all statements like this, I want to hear the person say it. Like, I want to see Rashee Rice out there. Because one of the things he says in the second line of the statement, I appreciate very much. There have been a lot of sleepless nights thinking about the damages that my actions have caused. I want to hear that from him. I don't want to see it on a piece of paper because maybe he wrote it all himself. Maybe a team came up with, I have no idea.
ChatGPT.
What if he just reads it like that, though?
Yeah. And that's,
you still okay with that?
You know what? Probably not. And you that might just be too high of a standard. And maybe it really has kept him up all these nights and he can't say it out loud because it's just too hard. I would love to believe that's the case. The cynical part of me was like, all right, it's going to cost $1 million because it's like $1,067,000 something to settle this all civilly, because luckily the people involved did live despite his recklessness and running away from the scene. And he's like, it cost me $1 million and I have to serve 30 days in jail max over the span of 5 years.
Did he really learn?
Yeah. Great. Take care of it. And like the cynical part of me worries that that's the case.
How big is that part of you? Like pie chart.
When it comes to famous people, I think it's high. And I don't want to just say athletes, because by no means do I think athletes. I think CEOs of companies. I think other famous. I think rich and famous people. I'm very cynical about this.
Yeah.
That's because they can afford the lawyer that can cut
yes,
the deals.
Exactly.
You know, the ones that have enough on another lawyer, or, you know, the go through the system and whittle it all the way down of we negotiated this for this.
Like
they didn't. And the fact is they did not hurt anybody. I don't know how much
they were hurt for sure. Huh? They just didn't die.
Okay. Yeah. No, nobody died. That's, yes. That is the fact. So that the
shout out Jason Kidd
when it go. Yeah. Nobody died.
True.
So that is something that I do think gets lighter whenever we discuss like the, what is the precedent for something like this? You know, but you're right, because he does have a different lawyer that can do different things. He gets a different sentence.
And if this was you, Eric, I think that you're great. But if you got in an accident due to your own reckless driving that almost killed somebody and you ran away from the scene and got 30 days in jail, I would be like, that's some BS, man.
Yeah, that million would have hit me pretty hard.
I could see that.
I'd have to be like Broadus working like 55 podcasts.
Yeah, there you go. And that's how he gets his millions.
That's right.
Do you guys think I'd be
starting OnlyFans? I think we all need to do anyway.
Just for the feet stuff.
Just, yeah.
Is that market?
It's huge.
It
man.
Is amazing.
Yeah.
It's how we can get ahead.
Do you think I'm overreacting about this and like, it's, or is it just the way of the world and I just need to get over it? Or I don't know. I'm really curious y'all's feedback.
Yeah. I mean, I get the frustration about it. I also understand that there is no amount of individual frustration that's going to change the way the system is, right? Like it's ultimately just what.
Yeah. No, you're right.
They're granted that opportunity.
That's a great point.
Because of their financial ability.
Yeah.
It's less about the celebrity factor and just how much money they have that they can. They can sort of buy their way out of things.
Yeah, I probably should have said money, not famous.
Yeah, but I get what you mean. So that's the deal. Like the Diddy stuff is a similar one where you're like, goodness gracious, bro. Any other person in that, if that's just a run-of-the-mill dude, he's not getting off the same way.
They don't have the treasury to be able to handle something like that. Nobody has. You have a Diddy chest.
That's, sure.
And I'm done talking.
Well, and I was.
That chest is lathering.
I was talking about like a war chest, you know.
I'm going to say it sounds likely that the NFL will hand down a suspension as well. But like the NFL is very inconsistent with
their suspensions. I think it would be like six would be kind of the idea.
Yeah.
And I saw somebody say just a shade less is what they're expecting. So
okay.
5-4, something like that is what they're expecting.
I like when they hit them with like the six, knowing that it's going to appeal to 4. You know?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
Let's just do this.
Let's hit them with 10.
Yeah.
See if we can reduce it down to 5. You know? Yeah.
Now, the main thing that we were going to dive into, and we can do that right here and right now, do you believe that the Cowboys could have an average, dare I say, maybe even slightly above average defense this year, because this is the time where we've seen a lot of lists come out and everything like that. And it probably won't surprise you to know that the Cowboys are not listed in the top 10 of defenses. They also do not get any honorable mention votes that would put them in the top 15. So that does not necessarily put them in the top half per, I believe it is NFL.com. But could y'all see a scenario in which they really are average this season, or maybe even above average?
It's hard to envision that. Like, I think the reason why I don't believe the Cowboys are going to be a playoff team, a lot of that has to do with the fact that I think the defense is going to be pretty problematic. You're going to have a pretty good pass rush, assuming the Micah and the Azaraku stuff gets handled.
Yeah.
Think your pass rush is going to be good. I don't have much faith that they're going to be able to stop the run. And outside of the pass rush, that can help mitigate the poor secondary. But that's a really bad secondary right now. So you would have to have a lot of things. You'd have to have Revell hit hard in the secondary. You'd have to have Kair Elam, Kalen Carson. Like, all of these guys are going to have to do significantly better than what they've ever done. And then Mazi Smith in the middle of that defensive line, I think it's a disaster run defense. Like, I'm worried that Saquon Barkley, with fresh offseason legs on night one, he's going to run for 200 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't necessarily love Eberflus. You know, it is what it is. He's got the head coaching experience. I understand why they did it, but that's not a guy that's like a game changer at defensive coordinator.
Yeah. I think he's a very solid defensive coordinator, bend don't break type of defense, and that's still going to get you run on, but not scored on as much. That's what you kind of saw with the Bears, was they didn't get scored on as much, but it does take the talent. Now, he grew some of the talent on that team. He did, kind of like Jack Sanborn. Can he go from being an undrafted dude to being something special for the Cowboys team? I don't know that we have the defensive tackle to do what he wants to do. I don't think that we have that yet. But I do think that he can, by the end of the season, have this as a better defense than the start.
The one thing
first night, I am definitely terrified of.
Yes, yes. As the season goes on, hopefully it gets better. You get some guys back health-wise. But if they can find a way to just be one of those defenses that is super opportunistic and they just create a ton of turnovers, and you can't really predict that, but if they can fall into some turnovers, that could be the one thing that could be the saving grace.
And if they have a good pass rush, you can create more of that.
Sure.
Really quick on these, does Von Miller to the Commanders, does that do anything? Do you care about that?
I mean, I would have loved for the Cowboys. Do we know the numbers on it? Do we know how much money he's making here?
Hey, wasn't
I have not seen.
Wasn't he available whenever Dan Quinn was here and we offered him like $2 million or whatever?
Yeah.
I feel like Dan Quinn's like, no, he's still got talent. Bring the guy over here.
Yeah, I still would have just enjoyed. You can't have enough pass rushers. I still think in a very pass rush specific role, he's going to be an impact player for them.
Updates on the top 100 for the NFL. Vita Vea, 76. Patrick Queen, 75. Bobby Wagner, so another Commanders player right there, 74. And Christian McCaffrey, 73, down 70 spots from last year, which makes sense given the injury. Now, I know every day people can hear you on the G-Bag Nation, Eric, and I know tomorrow they can see you at Globe Life Field, but what if they're like, I'm greedy, I want to see him on Saturday?
Well, this is perfect for the greedy folks, because I just got nothing but free stuff to give you.
Oh.
On Saturday, 10 a.m. to noon, the grand opening at the all-new Alliance Hyundai in Fort Worth, I-35 in Golden Triangle. Again, 10 a.m. to noon, free Hurtado barbecue.
Yo.
Oh.
Free oil changes.
I'm in.
Oh.
Free Six Flags tickets.
What are you even doing?
9-inch Nails concert, Lumineers concert, $100 gift card giveaways every 30 minutes while I'm there.
Of that?
Yes, Amazon speakers, the Echo Pop, the portable phone charging bank, portable car battery jump starter. This is going to be incredible.
This is the most stuff ever.
I just have so much free stuff, and I just want to make sure there's enough people there to where so many people can get free stuff. Free barbecue, free oil changes, 2 hours of your time at max.
You know what?
Let's go.
The way you just listed that, I believe there will be enough people there by far.
Let's go.
You won't have to worry about one person getting two things.
So glad you asked, Corey. this is going to be at Alliance Hyundai.
Alliance Hyundai.
Fort Worth, I-35 Golden Triangle. It's right by my crib, so maybe we'll have an after party at my house afterwards.
Oh, depending on what you win.
But yeah, true. And make sure you get there, because you know how I get around Hurtado Barbecue.
Yes.
I might eat it all.
It may eat every single bite of it. He might.
I love it. So now we just gave people an opportunity to not only hear you today, but see you tomorrow and see you Friday and maybe win something.
Let's go.
You're welcome. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, what are your goals for the rest of the Rangers regular season? We'll do an X right here on The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.